the humility of Jesus washing the feet of the apostles, something a slave would do. Here is God, Almighty, creator of the universe, creator of all men, acting like a slave, washing the feet of others to show that he's here to serve. Jesus came to serve all of us, to die for us and to expiate our sins and to open the gates of heaven for all of us. He came for all of us. And it's just amazing all the things that Jesus does to humble himself, to teach us how to be humble. And as we look at the Eucharist, we should really continue to see the humility of Jesus and how we need to keep humbling ourselves in so many ways, in our actions, in our thoughts of ourselves, and praying for that humility, that childlike character that will get us to heaven. Striving for humility in this world, striving to believe in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, which we celebrate tonight, celebrate the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of Jesus in our presence, the institution of Jesus in the church, in the tabernacle, in our presence, everywhere, all the time, 24/7. And this is a mystery to the world. It's a hidden thing, a hidden treasure we have that nobody knows. We could say, we can invite people into the church, say, this is where Jesus is. They say, where is he? In the host, and they won't believe it. But we know that Jesus is there in the sacred host. We worship him, we pray to him, we receive from him all the graces that we need to live a good life, to be strong, to be virtuous, to be good, to be holy, to be close to God, to grow in all the virtues. We come before the Eucharist to grow in all these things, to become a good person. That's what the Eucharist is there for, to strengthen us in virtue, to feed us in virtue, feed us in the grace of God. This is why Jesus is here, and we need to come for all the things that we need to strengthen our weaknesses, strengthen our weakness. We come to Jesus, and we have this faith that we have to keep coming day in and day out, week in, week out. You know, a lot of young people here, and you probably maybe believe now. Well, you're going to believe 5 years from now. You're going to believe when you get into college, when people teach you all kinds of other strange things, philosophies. Are you going to maintain your faith? Are you going to believe strongly in Jesus? And when the chips come down, you know, when we're persecuted, when we really need the strength of the Eucharist, are we going to have the faith to come to the Eucharist, to be close to God through the Eucharist? That's what he's there for. He's the strength of martyrs. The Eucharist is the strength of martyrs. But it's a daily thing. It's a daily thing. A weekly thing. If you go to Mass every Sunday once a week, we come to worship our Lord and to immerse ourselves in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. This is the center of our faith, the center of our religion. The center of everything we believe in is who's in the tabernacle here. That's what it is. We're not just living a philosophy, the teachings and the catechism from a book, where our faith is living and alive in the person of Jesus in the Eucharist. Everything else stems from there. Everything else radiates from Jesus in the Eucharist. So we say the Eucharist, we're really saying Jesus. I'm coming to Jesus. I'm not, you know, coming from a word, the Eucharist, which means thanksgiving. We come to be close to Jesus, come to receive him, to have him with us all the time, for us to be with him all the time. So the Eucharist really has to be the heart of our life, all of our life, not just today. We have to persevere in our faith in the Eucharist and set those goals of being a better Christian, more good, more charitable, more loving, more helpful, more generous, courageous in this world. Everything that we need is in the Eucharist, and if you don't go to the Eucharist, you won't get it. You won't get it on your own. You won't become good on your own. Only through our faith and continual prayer and trust in the Eucharist and Jesus here. So we celebrate that, our Lord, instituting this Eucharist, giving power to the priests, instituting the priesthood too, today, tonight. At the Last Supper, the priesthood was instituted by Jesus and gave the priest the power to change bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, into Jesus himself, and the power to forgive sins and administer the other sacraments to transform a child of sin into a child of God through baptism and the other sacraments. So the institution of the Eucharist is something we thank God for. The highest priesthood is the bishop of Rome, the bishops, and the priests. So we're here to thank God for the church, which gives us walking members of Jesus. Jesus walking on the earth through these men who are humans, but who give us the word of God and the scriptures and give us the sacraments that keep us alive or restore our life in the sacrament of confession and give us the Eucharist, give us Jesus. So we are celebrating in many ways the institution of the church and all her sacraments, which make us holy and good and help us Christians to transform the world into a place that resembles heaven, resembles the good and virtue of heaven. And you and I have a pivotal role, all of us. We have a role to play in the church and in the world. Each one of us has a very important role. And Jesus underlines that by giving each of us individually himself holy in the Eucharist, personally. So we keep striving to stoke that faith to make it stronger in the love of Jesus, the love of God, which comes to us through the Eucharist especially. We're here to grow in love for God and love for our neighbor, and we do that especially by receiving and being near Jesus in the Eucharist.
Et Jesus.